Good morning and welcome to this week's Start to the Week with Freddie Ford. Good morning, Freddie.
Morning again, friend.
Hi. So, elections just happened. How was it? Was it as hectic as you were expecting? More hectic? Less hectic?
I just think all of us SABs can't get our heads around the fact it's been a year. It's been crazy that was us this time last year. But I think Amanda, the Director of Representation, did a great job of marshalling the whole thing, as did the elections team. And here we are with the new sabbatical team taking over in July, and of course the whole host of new SRC, SSC and school presidents who take over, I think, after spring break.
So what are the next steps now? When do the new SABs come in for training and all that?
So we kind of want to bring in the new SABs as soon as possible, because we want them to see as much as what we do as possible. But we've got to, of course, trade that off with a responsibility not to ruin their degrees. So
yeah.
I think we'll have them in probably for some of the key meetings, especially with the university ones that may only happen once every 3 or 4 months. But really, I guess the main time is in June, once they've done their exams. I remember last year I spent most of June in meetings with Patrick, so that's kind of what we're aiming for this year too.
Did you find that it was different this year? It seemed like elections week was a little bit more tame. Why do you think that is?
It was always going to seem more tame for us, because we weren't running around putting up banners and posters ourselves. I just think these things change year on year. We had more candidates overall last year for the sabbatical positions. It definitely seemed different for me, because I tried to stay away. I think I went and played golf on Tuesday just because it was quite a mad week, so I just kind of wanted some fresh air.
Great. So tell me a bit more about STEPS. I know that you have sent out a press release about it, but can you tell us a bit more?
Yeah, so I was delighted to announce this morning that the Students' Association was able to grant £2,000 from a restricted fund that it has, which is money that can only be spent on overseas students. And we decided to donate £2,000 to the St Andrew's Education for a Palestinian Student Fund. Now, this is a fee waiver program for up to two master students to come and study in St Andrew's for 1 year from Palestine. And STEPS have told us that our donation of £2,000 should make the difference this year between them being able to bring a student or not.
What were the other options that you could have given the money to?
Well, I know last year Patrick brought over some students from Egypt, and in previous years there have been exchanges. I think it was to Ghana the year before. But I wanted to make sure that we could plug the money into something that was already up and running, and that I could see the direct and tangible benefit, and something different as well from what had been going previously. So I met with the steering group behind STEPS, and I tried to get some information behind exactly what they needed and where they were, and decided to put up roughly half of the remaining funding they needed. So yeah, they're delighted. It's made a big difference, and should hopefully make sure that other students can be able to come in September this year.
That's fantastic. And just to end on a redevelopment update, I hear that some changes will soon to be seen on the Union Cafe. What is to be expected?
So yeah, redevelopment is the word on everyone's lips, and has been for the last 6 months, a year. But it's not just the main building; it's the coffee shop on North Street as well. I'm just writing up a bit of a plan at the moment about what we want to do to change it. I'm working with our full-time design and marketing officer, Rachel, on this as well. And we just want to make it a bit more stylish and a bit more contemporary. Some of the furniture in there is a bit mismatched and noisy, and the tables are too big, and the paintings coming off the walls. So
I remember you mentioned you were thinking of turning this into a wine bar for the evenings.
Yeah, that's something I'm still working on in the long term. I don't think it's going to come together before I leave. I think we'll have to do these things in stages, and the first stage is to get it up and running. So I really want people to come back with any thoughts they have on what they think a coffee bar should look like. And we've looked at some other places in Edinburgh and Dundee, but you only have to go down the street to somewhere like Bean Scene. I mean, it's just a bit more cool and a bit more happening and a bit more buzz there than there is at the old Union Coffee Shop. So yeah, hopefully we should get some works going, if not by the end of the semester, then certainly over the summer. We have to be a little bit careful about things like damp, which are behind the walls. We don't want to do all the work now, but actually there needs to be deeper structural work. But yeah, so come and let me know whatever thoughts you might have.